Hello and welcome to episode 313 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find me online at the new Daily Brainwave Facebook page, email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com, and please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue calendar week by looking at the Chinese New Year. What I find most fascinating about calendars is that no matter how hard you might try and ignore it, every calendar system, at least every calendar system I've come across in my research, is based in, steeped in, religion. It's true about our current Western Gregorian calendar, which was implemented to make Easter Sunday easier to track. It's true about the Mayan calendar from Monday's episode 311. Same in India, Egypt, Mesopotamia. And especially true in China. If you hop back to Dragon Week not too long ago to episode 301, I talked about the Celestials and the yin and the yang between them. On one hand, you have the dragons, rulers of the mountains and the heights. On the other hand, you have the tiger, ruler of the lowlands. You can't have the heights without the lowlands. You can't have the valleys without the mountains. You can't have the yin without the yang. The Chinese understood this for centuries, millennia, and it is the foundation of the religious ideals still alive in China. Early Chinese calendars going back to the 2000s and 3000s BC were published centrally from the seat of the emperor. Counterfeit calendars were not tolerated. Yeah, China really digs this whole centralized power thing. Like the Mayans, the Chinese didn't keep a count of their years the way we do. Everything is a cycle. Instead of counting years from the beginning of time, the Chinese kept count of the number of years that each monarch was in place. When an emperor died or was otherwise replaced, the cycle began again, and the count refreshed. Now, you probably know that the Chinese years are named for animals, the year of the tiger, year of the ox. Now, this is traced back again to that religious concept of the yin and the yang. The various animals in the so-called Chinese zodiac are divided up along these lines. The yin of the horse or the dog, animals domesticated by the Chinese, up against the yang of the wild animals like rats and tigers. These are the animals that made up the celestial branches in Chinese mythology and rule over each year. And I could do without a rat, to be honest. But I would like a tiger. That'd be kind of nice, yeah. Thanks for tuning in to episode 313 of the Daily Brainwave. Check us out on Facebook. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com, and review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we find out which countries you can expect to show up late to your New Year's Eve party.